Good morning. A fair amount of cloud cover mixed with a little bit of sunshine this morning across interior New York and New England, but we also have scattered showers and thunderstorms, particularly out in the Mohawk Valley and the western and northern Adirondacks and up into the St. Lawrence Valley. This is due to some energy that's sliding across southern parts of Canada and scraping across the northern fringe of our region. At the same time, a disturbance is spinning south of Long Island, and this is touching off scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily in southeastern New England, but some of these may drift into the Connecticut and Pioneer Valleys as we get into the morning hours. The bottom line is a bit of unsettled weather today. We will see partly sunny skies across the region, with the warmth and humidity building again, pushing high temperatures into the mid-80s. In this environment, with passing energy, we do run the risk at a few isolated showers or thunderstorms here and there as we get deeper into the day. Eventually, this activity will diminish as we get into the overnight hours. It'll be a warm and muggy night with lows back into the middle and upper 60s. More energy from the north will slide across the region on Tuesday. A similar day, perhaps a bit more in the way of sunshine, but still humid, with highs in the middle and upper 80s with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. After that energy passes, we'll start to warm up toward the 90-degree mark on Wednesday. With the heat and humidity, we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms developing, but generally dry, with the same setup for Thursday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a more large-scale trough, which will be sliding our way from south-central Canada. The energy with this trough will generally pivot to our north and west, but it will be enough to push a cold front through on Friday, with a better chance at more widespread showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and highs again will be well into the 80s to around 90. Behind this front, more sunshine on Saturday and Sunday, but highs will be well back down into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the active weather to start the new week will be located across the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northern Plains. The next in a series of impulses will enter the Northern Plains and spark scattered thunderstorms across the region, with the greatest chance of damaging winds and large hail across the eastern Dakotas. As the associated cold front continues to swing east tomorrow, organized showers and storms are expected to return to the Great Lakes and Midwest. Elsewhere, monsoonal moisture could bring continued rounds of thunderstorms to parts of southern Arizona, while typical summertime storms impact parts of the Florida Panhandle and Ohio Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 52 degrees with the south wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy and 65 degrees, the dew point 65, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.17 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs around 90. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature, 74, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 48 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 62 hundredths below normal. And 24.55 inches for the year, which is 36 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 2001, and the record low, 46, set in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m., 14 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. Also, the Champlain Valley, and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with just an isolated thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with an isolated thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with just an isolated thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with an isolated thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with an isolated thunderstorm possible today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 80s, just the outside chance of a thunderstorm. Scattered showers and storms possible Wednesday, mainly dry, mostly sunny otherwise in the upper 80s to around 90. Scattered showers and storms on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny, hot, and humid in the lower 90s. Showers and storms likely on Friday in the upper 80s, and mostly sunny back into the lower 80s Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.